We're sorry, and we're drunk, and we're gonna write this shit.
Is it gonna be?
Okay, we're done. Are we? Wait, do we gotta,
you know, put, insert clip here?
No, we're not.
Sign up for the Patreon, and I'll insert the clip.
That would definitely be a Patreon moment.
Someone commented on her thing saying,
"Y'all need manicures."
Y'all need manicures, and I was like, "Oh."
We sat on the chair. I don't know if you remember any of this.
No. I go to the bathroom. I don't have fucking underwear on. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Hello? Hi, friends.
Hi.
Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry.
I'm Bree.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Rosie.
And this is Sorry We're Drunk. Mm-hmm. This episode, we are drinking Sprinter. Yay. We haven't done Sprinter since, I think, the first episode.
Ever. Yes. It's been over a year.
It's been Sprinter does have a new pack called the Palm Springs pack. It's 100 calories, gluten free, and obviously no added sugars. Mm-hmm. Made with real fruit juice and premium vodka. I'm really excited about these because I genuinely do love the original Sprinters, and I don't know if it was just because of the place I went to. That was BevMo. But they were cheaper than when we first got them. Because I remember when we first got them, they were like 20-something bucks.
And they were a hot commodity. We couldn't even find them.
So it's either they lowered the price or maybe I just got lucky. Mm. But they were cheaper than we originally got them.
How much was it?
It was like maybe 16-something.
For
an 8-pack instead of 20-something. Which, I mean, they're pretty good. So, well, I don't know about these. We'll see. But the flavors are pink lemonade, mango, and pineapple. And strawberry.
So I'm really excited. Okay. I can't remember what the original flavors were now.
Huh.
It's fine. Okay. Oh. Should I look it up? Yeah. And what's the percentage on these?
The percentage is
4.5.
Okay.
Okay, not bad.
Okay.
A cute little demure moment.
I love the packaging. It's just so cute.
I know the colors are cute.
Okay, so the original flavors are black cherry, grapefruit, lime, and peach. Okay. I do remember now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited about these.
How many are in there?
Oh, there's three here? Oh, okay. So, who wants pineapple?
Yes. Just because of the blue.
It's pretty.
It is really pretty. Strawberry or mango?
I'll take strawberry because I know you like mango. Oh, pink one. This is pretty. Let me try that one.
Yeah.
Very. That is pretty.
You didn't tell me my boobs are hanging out.
We're going to blur that out.
You don't see that in our Patreon.
Sign up for our Patreon for $199.
I'm just kidding. $199.
How dare you!
Sorry. Okay. 1, 2.
Oh, a cat. Oh my god.
Okay, all of us got nails now, not just Cindy.
I'm honestly surprised I was able to open it.
I know.
This is a once in a time thing.
Obviously, no sugar added.
Mm-hmm. So there's two of each flavor here, huh? 2, 4, 6, 8. So we'll definitely have to share. This one tastes so good, guys. This one tastes so good.
This is good too. I like it. Mm-hmm. Not too strong on the lemonade.
I love the green on a pink. I don't think I've ever would have thought that would look good together.
Okay, I like the mango.
I guess you can try this one, but unfortunately, I already put lip gloss on it, so just beware.
That's giving, I don't know.
It's like subtle.
Yeah.
This tastes like.
What does it taste like?
It's squirt.
It tastes squirt? Like squirt.
Does
yeah.
It? It tastes like squirt.
Yeah, it does. And like, it reminds me of my childhood. My grandma would give me squirt all the time. That's this so tastes funny. Like squirt. Hold on.
I was like, yo, this tastes like something. It's like, it's lemonade?
That's
it's like, grapefruit. Pink I don't know. It's really good.
Oh, now I taste it. That's funny.
Ooh. Ooh, I like this. I'm liking them. Mango's good.
That's also really good.
I'm liking them a lot.
Okay, this one is good.
I think all of them
the flavors
are really good.
Are like, they're like there, but they're also subtle. It's
they're
really
subtle.
Weird.
Yeah, they're not like.
You could, I mean, this doesn't give sugary. As well. I kind of thought it did give pink lemonade until you said it tasted like squirt, and then now I taste squirt. So that's kind of weird.
I think everything just tastes refreshing to me. It's like, it's crisp.
Crispy. These could be a little colder, but that's my bad.
Yeah, it's okay. No,
but these ones will be colder.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay.
But yeah, this episode, we are just going to be catching up because we had a lot of plans and we've told you about them. Now, this is the breakdown. This is the recap.
The recap.
The recap of the month. The recap of the month. It's the end of July, everybody.
Dude.
End of July. We're kind of
crazy.
Yeah. We're going into August already. Summer's almost over.
Don't tell me because I'm stressed out about that. No.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's fine.
We're going to have summer all year long. Kind of.
I feel like I kind of have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so Cindy recently went on a... Oh, my sister's calling me.
Pause.
I was just about to say that Cindy just recently went on a little vacay again.
Oh, yes.
Little road trip moment.
She's really living her full summer, too.
I know. Happy for you.
It's weird because I feel like it went by in a flash. Like, it was a week, but then it also felt like it wasn't a week. But me and my family, we took off on a birthday week celebration for Esme. The first half of the week, it was just me, Esme, Carlos, and Grayson. And then for the end of the week, which was actual Esme's birthday weekend, my parents and sister joined us.
Oh, I didn't know your parents went
too. I didn't know either.
Yeah, so at the beginning, we went up. Plan is to go up to Gilroy, but it's like a 5+ drive up there. Like, it's fairly close to San Fran. Like, it's like another hour or two from San Fran. Okay. So we usually, when we go up there, we stop at Solvang to kind of kill the drive.
Mm-hmm.
So that first day we stopped there. We really didn't do much. We just kind of ate. We didn't like tour around because it was just like a pit stop. Mm-hmm. But it's always nice to stay there. I don't know why. I like Solvang.
It looks very cutesy.
It's cutesy, yeah. I'm trying to go there again for Christmas with my family again. So we'll see if it works out.
Nice.
But thereafter, yeah, we went up to... We didn't stay in Gilroy. I forgot the specific place, though, but it's close to Gilroy. Okay. I don't remember the name, though. We'll put it in.
We'll put it in right here.
Yeah. But yeah, we spent that day there, and like Esme, I mean, she liked it. It's like a theme park, but it's more based for like little children.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not like crazy roller coasters, but they have like different activities pretty much for like all ages, like age groups within children.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like the splash pad area was pretty significant. I think they had like 3 different ones.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny because, like, I literally have never heard of this until you, like, started talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then around the same time that you went, one of my friends posted that she was there with her daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, what a coincidence.
Yeah, I learned of it from TikTok.
Oh, really?
I was influenced. Yeah, it just sucks that it is a drive. It's 5 hours. But, I mean, I think it's kind of worth it in the sense that it's not, like, you're not paying for Disneyland. But you're actually getting decent attractions that kids can enjoy. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So is it a water park or is it a...
It's like an amusement park.
Amusement park?
Oh, yeah, because the first time we went was last year, October, and they didn't have the water stuff open. You know, 'cause it was cold as shit.
Yeah.
But this year, like around this time, everything was open. And I wanted to, but we didn't get to do. They have, like, a swan lake thingy-majiggy.
Mm.
I don't know if that's what it's called, but, like, you get on a little boat that looks like a swan.
Yeah.
Put along, yeah.
Okay. At first, I thought you were talking about the valley.
Yeah, that's what I was like, wait, confusing. But, no, yeah, it was cool. There's a bunch of other rides, too. Some of them, like, we tried to get Esme on, but she was like... I think it freaks her out.
No, yeah. I remember once, the first time we took Ray to Knott's Berry Farm. They have, like, a baby ride section, you know? Mm-hmm. And there was this, like, Ferris wheel. And I'm like, oh, it looks like it's going slow. Like, he'll be between me and Ruben. Like, he'll be fine. We put him on it. Dude, when it would go down, that shit would go fast. And I felt so bad. He's like, ah!
That's so funny because I did the same thing to him. Were you there when I don't know if you... No, I don't think you were there. I think me and Mitchie had taken him to... Well, Mitchie.
Yeah.
Taken him to Disneyland. And it was like the baby ride at Toontown. The roller coaster.
Oh, the goofy one.
He did not want to get on it. It was not the goofy one. Oh. There's like a little little roller coaster in Toontown. He didn't want to go on it, and I'm like, you're going to be fine, Ray. Like, it's not scary, da-da-da. Oh, my God. He was fucking freaking out through the whole thing. He was screaming, and he's like, get me out of here. I felt so bad.
Like, you double check, because I think I got a video of Esme on one of them where she was like, no. I was like, okay, never mind. And then the one ride I think that she was down to go on is because Grayson was with her, so she was like cool about it. But he was not happy because he didn't want, I think it was a carousel. He wanted to be in his own horse. Oh, which he didn't want. We made him sit like next to her in like a little cart thing, and he was like,
aww. Big brother duties.
Yeah.
And then I should have wrote down the date so I could be more specific, but pretty much like I think it was like the 17th we started coming back down to LA, but the car ride was just awful because it was that Thursday that I wanted to come
for the Pilates. She was gonna come straight from her road trip straight to the Pilates class, and I was like, girl, you crazy. And I'm exhausted.
We should have
leave the next day.
Leave the next day. Yeah,
because I don't know where the hell we got stuck on. I already forgot. We stopped somewhere and we did a hike somewhere, but thereafter, like, that last freeway we're going to get on, it was only supposed to be, like, another 2 hours, but they ended up closing all the freaking lanes for some sort of construction, and I'm like, would be fucking today. And we were supposed to get back around 8. We got back at 12.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I was like, yo, and I told him, I was like, if we would have just gone to Pilates, I would have missed this traffic. But
that sucks.
But then, yeah, then that Friday we took off to San Diego, and then we went to the zoo for her birthday.
Oh.
So we spent a few days there. Well, no, we went to the zoo on the 19th, and then the 20th we celebrated at the Airbnb, which was cute.
Yeah.
We decorated, we cut her a little cake, and she opened her gifts, and I got burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Severely burnt at the pool. And I put sunscreen on, so I don't know what happened.
You're a little light-skinned. You probably need to reapply.
Multiple times.
I do want to acknowledge that on the last episode, I was like, I'll probably be in San Diego.
We both were.
Did not go to San Diego, so sorry about that. But it was an option. Like, I could have gone, but also, like, we did.
I'm like, what was happening?
We went to the coffee rave, which we'll get into. But, So, because I watched it back, and I'm like, fuck. I was saying, excited. I'm going to go to San Diego, but we did not go, so that sucked, but. Seems like you guys had fun, so that was cool.
Yeah, I was very grateful my parents came. It was cute. It was very wholesome.
I love that your parents are involved like that.
Yeah.
So they're down to just go do what you guys are doing.
And they give you money, which I guess I shouldn't say, but I was like not expecting, but they give you money.
Hey.
I love that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because it was a few like Airbnbs that I booked. It was the one with we all stayed together, then at Gilroy, and then for where else was it?
Sobang.
See, that's how my memory does not work. But yeah, all that adds up. And then all the decorations, all the gifts. I feel like I didn't even get her a lot, but I was like, she needs to open presents.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking it'd be kind of cute that, like, to alternate, like a little holiday event and then, like an actual birthday party. Mm-hmm. So hopefully next year we can actually throw her a party.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cute to get out there. I guess it's, like, the good thing about her birthday being in July.
Yeah.
That's so true. That's
what tell me about it.
She'll be off during school. It sucks because it's hot, but
at the same time, you could do all the cool water stuff.
We lucked out though because at the zoo, like, we were all expecting it to be hot. Like, we were actually prepared and we didn't need any of what we were prepared for, which is fine.
It was, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because like, San Diego is
a bunch
hot.
Of freaking fans. Oh, yeah. We all came with the hats, with the wet cloths, like wet cloths. But no, we didn't need them. It was actually like a little cloudy, which was nice because it was still warm, but it wasn't like disgustingly hot. Yeah,
the sun wasn't beaming on you.
Love that.
Yeah. Did you like the zoo, San Diego Zoo? I've never been.
There was a lot to see, and we didn't cover a lot. I think we were only there for like 4 hours because it's tiring. It's a walk.
How much did it cost?
I think I paid I already forgot. I think it was like $70 or something per person.
I've been wanting to check out the zoo too.
Me too. I heard
it. I'd say it's worth it. And then like if you're down to like make an actual day of it to cover like a lot of ground, then by all means. Yeah. They actually have pandas there.
Aww.
But it's funny because you have to wait in line to see them.
Mm.
You do have like a reserve a spot type thing where you come like at a certain time. But I guess you have to, like, get that as soon as you, like,
get there,
like, check in the queue or whatever. Keeping
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of people, or it was, like...
There were, obviously, a lot more people than if you're going to the LA Zoo, but it didn't feel overcrowded.
Okay, that's a good part.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe because it was Sunday? No, we went on Saturday. We went on Saturday.
Yeah.
No, but it didn't feel, like, gross. I didn't feel like I was bumping shoulders with people.
Yeah. The last time I went to the LA Zoo, it just felt so sad. Like, it just felt, like, it felt ugly.
I feel like this is, like, a whole nother, like, conversation topic because... Yeah.
Zoos are questionable.
I say this all the time because, like, it's very interesting to see these animals that you would otherwise not ever have the chance or opportunity to. But it is very, very, very sad because they're enclosed. You know, being held hostage, essentially. Mm-hmm. Even though a lot of them are now pretty much bred there, but still.
I would get if it's like a rescue situation. Like, right. They're no longer able to survive in the wild on their own because they lost a leg, because they're no longer able to fly correctly, you know? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. I'm like, okay, like, it's more like rehabilitation, you know, until maybe they do
some
get better.
Some of them they do, but yeah, because there's even certain animals that are only, what's the word, like, they're extinct in the wild, but they're present in zoos. So honestly, like, it just depends on, like, how the zoo maintains these animals, but still, like, it's fucked up.
Like, is it to, like, preserve their
I'm telling you, it's just like a big debate, because also, like, some of these animals might be dead in the wild, you know, because of all this shit in the environment now, like, overly hunted, so it's just tricky.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, if I were to compare the LA Zoo to the San Diego Zoo, it's, like, a big difference, because the times that I've gone, we have, like, we had an annual pass, and the different times we went, a lot of the stuff was closed, or you didn't see any animal, and I'm just always thinking, like,
what's happening?
Yeah.
But... Oh, yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and that was it.
That was about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Nice.
She now has, you officially have a 2-year-old.
Yeah. It's sick.
The terrible twos.
Yeah, she started that like a while ago.
That's so
she's
funny.
Ahead of her time.
She is.
She's a cutie.
She's a kitty. She's a smart one.
A little smarty pants for sure.
I love her. She's so funny.
Yeah.
She's so funny. Yeah.
She's a fucking comedian.
She is very cute.
But yeah, when we pulled up, she saw Rosie's car. She's like, oh, Rosie here.
I know. Shut I can't up. Believe it. I could cry.
Yeah. I was like, oh. Like, and she must have a thing. And I'm like.
Like, wait, what? No, yeah. Like, the one time she was here, like, we took care of her for a while. Dude, like, she was, like, tripping me out. The things that she was doing or saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When she started walking. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
No, it was crazy.
She's amazing.
Rosie used to watch her pretty often. And she every time she got back to us, she had a new skill.
Yeah. But she's an easy learner, you know? Yeah. So I was like, what should we learn today?
She picks up things very easily. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Gotta be careful what I say. Okay,
no,
yeah.
Girl.
Okay, well, happy birthday to baby Esme.
Woo!
Yay! So while they were in San Diego, Brie and I
were at
a morning rave.
We were at a morning rave. Yeah, actually, you're the one that knew about this.
I didn't know about it. Olivia did.
Oh, yes. Our mutual friend.
Right. We've talked about Olivia a couple times already at this point, but she just randomly sent me like this Instagram or like a post, and I don't know what the fuck it was, but I do know that she had talked about like that morning coffee rave before.
I've also been seeing it like all over TikTok, like these morning coffee raves, coffee and reggaeton, like it's been like a
matcha
thing.
And techno or and something techno, like that.
And I'm like, where are these?
We
want to
know. We want to know. We want to go.
That's my cup of tea. I love my matcha and like with music.
Yeah. And in the day, I could go to work the next day.
Yeah, literally. I get to go home, take a nap, and then be fine the next day.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So yeah, so Olivia, she just randomly sent me the post, and I didn't know what the fuck it was. Like, yeah. I was like, what is this? It was just like a, I don't know, it was weird. It wasn't giving morning breakfast rave.
Was she hacked?
No, I was like, what is this? And she's like, she explained it to me, and she's like, last year when I went, it was Side Piece, which was, that was a surprise guest, because it's like a secret lineup every time. So she's like, usually they have pretty good people, which, spoiler alert, I don't know who the fuck the headliner was this time, but we'll get into it.
But, like, I've seen, I think, in their, like, advertisement thing, I think SZA popped up in one of them. Like, you just don't know who comes.
Yeah, so she was like, she told me the tickets are gonna drop tomorrow at this time. Like, usually they sell out very quick. They're free, but you have to, like, claim them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, bet, I'm gonna try.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We love free.
Yes, we love a free event. So I just so happened to be, like, on my phone the next day. I kind of forgot about it. I was on my phone. And then, like, I think I turned my notifications on for that thing. And so I was on my phone. And then the notification went off. And I was like, oh, shit. And then, like, right away, I was like, click, 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 click.
Gotta get on it.
And then I got only one ticket. And then I was like, fuck, let me go back and get another one, because what the fuck, who am I going to go with? I mean, Olivia was going to go, but then in my head, I'm like, what if she didn't get a ticket? Yeah. So I went back, and I was able to get another ticket, and I was like, fuck, let me try to get more, like, since I'm getting lucky. And then after that, it was done. So I got two tickets. I texted Brie right away, and she was like, yeah, let's go.
I was so down. She said coffee rave. I was like, yes. I canceled my plans. That day, I was like, I needed to go. My MacBook is, like, crashing out. It literally says that you should get service because your battery is not functioning. Literally, it dies so quick. It gets fucking hot. It heats up.
I thought you said your MacBook for a second. I was like, what?
My MacBook. My MacBook. My MacBook is heating up. It's mathing too much. But, no, and I use it for this podcast, so I need that bitch to survive. So I'll do that this week. But
that's funny.
I was planning to do that that Saturday morning, but I was like, cancel. We'll reschedule.
She's like, I have an appointment, but I'll reschedule it.
Yeah,
right.
I really need to get on that, because that's my lifeline.
Yeah. So Olivia said you should probably get there early. Mm-hmm. There's a line out the door. But I did see that they got, like, a bigger warehouse this time. Mm-hmm. So we tried. Oh, my God. I just remembered the fucking mission to get there.
Oh, yeah.
We tried our best to get there early, right?
Yeah. Okay, because it started what time?
10 a.m.
It started at 10 a.m.
So we were like, I was like, let me leave my house at what, 9:30?
Yeah.
I'll pick Brie up. We'll drive to downtown. It was in downtown, of course. And then, you know, we should get there by 10. Should be fine. I think I left on time to you. And then on my way over there, Olivia messaged me, and she's like, the line is wrapped around the corner, like, it's fucking long. Oh, no. First, she said, I've been driving in circles looking for parking, and I can't find parking. And that stressed me out.
Yeah.
Because I hate driving around downtown looking for parking. Mm-hmm. So, then she told me she finally found parking after 20 minutes of driving around, and the line was, like, wrapped around the corner. So, then when I picked up Brie, I told her, and then I was like, should I just park my car and we Uber? And we were, like, going back and forth with that idea.
Yeah, we were looking at how much it was. It was $20, and we were like, fuck, okay, $20 there, $20 back, $40 for a free event. We were like, damn, like, we wanted to pay.
We were doing this, you know?
And then I think I told my mom about the situation, and she's just like, you want me to drive you guys? And I'm like, yeah. And then I think Rosie's like, wait, doesn't your mom have a fractured shoulder? And I was like, Mom, what about your arm? She's like, oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, never mind.
So, yeah, I did end up parking my car.
Yeah.
And then I called the Uber, no problem, you know?
Rosie put, let's go.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Okay. I went inside, grabbed, I think, my pair of glasses, because I almost forgot them, ran back out. We were there.
Uber was here. We're on our way. I text Olivia, we're on our way. We got an Uber. We'll be there soon.
We get off. The lady's like, you're right here? Like, it was like a sketchy, like, part. Like,
middle of fucking nowhere.
Like,
nothing around.
It was giving afters. And we're like, it's probably here. Like, we'll figure it out. Thank you. Bye.
Not only was it giving afters, it was an afters. Like, when we got off the car, Brie was like, this looks familiar.
I feel like I've been into an afters here. I'm like, wait, no, I have been here. This is exactly where we were, and I got claustrophobic. And then mm-hmm. Rosie's like, wait.
I'm like, wait, something ain't adding up here. I go back to the address.
Found what you did.
I took us to the afters.
At fucking 10 in the morning, bro. Okay. They're fucking still setting up. They're still waking up.
No, they're probably just closing. Yeah, for real. To my defense, it was the same text message line. For some reason, like, yeah. The information, the address was not in that text, but it was information about parking. But right above that was address to the afters from the night before. And it was in the same line. Yeah. So, simple mistake.
And, yeah, to be fair, it was, like, the afters address was, like, 123. And then this other one was, like, 1239.
And it was the same street. I think it was San Pedro?
Yeah.
Same street. Very similar numbers. Simple mistake. Except that when we got dropped off and we realized everything, I'm like, well, can we walk? 40-minute walk.
Goddamn.
So we're like trying to save money on Ubers and shit, and then we had to call another Uber.
Yeah.
That's quite tragic.
There was no way.
Meanwhile, fucking Olivia's like, are you guys here? And I'm like,
About that.
We're turning the corner.
So, yeah. We had
I
to
know
call.
I said I was on my way, but now I'm away.
I told her, I was like, we keep having these little mishaps, but we're on our way again. So, yeah, we had to call another Uber. We went. It was like a 10-minute drive.
It was at this coffee shop. I don't remember its name. It was called... I don't even know how to freaking say this, though.
Oh, yeah. It was like Idyllic.
I'll put it right here. It's called Idyllic. Idyllic. But it was a pretty cool coffee shop.
It was a very cool shop.
Very vibey.
There was no line to get in. They didn't check tickets, which I felt bad about because my niece wanted to come. And, like, a friend of mine was like, oh, I want to go. I'm like, you can't. You don't have a ticket. And
yeah. We thought.
I didn't know they weren't checking.
You don't have a ticket.
I was like, you're not. It was very hard to get these tickets. They didn't fucking
you know,
check.
Part of the club.
They did not check.
They did not check for sure.
Strangers just walking in.
No, I'm no, sure literally. They did. Like,
but the, I mean, like,
the gates are wide open.
At the same time, you can't really tell what it is. Like, it's, like, just literally, like, a walkway, and it looks like to nothing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, unless you're curious.
But you could hear music playing.
Yeah, unless you're curious, just be like, I don't know. But I feel it's like, unless you know, type of thing.
Right.
But, yeah, they didn't check tickets, so we were like, what the fuck? Okay.
Yeah.
But it was giving micro-influencer again.
Again,
which I was like, oh my God, we're living our micro-influencer lives. They gave us free Bloom energy drinks.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, I drank that. And I was like, I'm so stupid. I'm like, I was like in my back of my head. I'm like, Rosie literally had just told us that this makes her go to the restroom. And I was like, I need to go now. Oh, and I was like, girl, no, I don't use the restroom in public outings.
Was them lines backed up? Was everybody going?
No, actually no.
That's actually funny because it could have
like,
been.
I feel like people were just like, they gave you a tote bag and you put it in or whatever. So. Yeah. I drank it right then and there. But I was, like, feeling it. Maybe it was just because you told me and it was in my head.
No,
I
think it works pretty well.
But I think it was working and I was like, no.
It's one of the only drinks that, like, works for me pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be an energy drink. It doesn't give me much energy, but it does do the probiotic job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're giving out a Synergy as well for free.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so cool. There was just, like, so much to look at, so much... to do.
The coffee shop itself, like, it's also like a car like it's a warehouse.
Uh-huh.
The back is coffee, and then in the front was like some car situation, so they had like all these nice cars parked right there too.
The coffee shop was in a like bus situation, but it was inside
in a warehouse.
Cute.
It was very cute.
It was so beautiful, like the layout was so artistic.
Okay, yeah, I'm like, put some pictures in.
Yeah.
Because the place was alive. The place was alive. The place was alive for sure. The only thing is, like, there was, like, two buildings, basically. We're trying to figure out, like, what was in one. Because the line for one was just, like, ridiculous. So long, yeah. And then in the other side, you could walk right in. Yeah. And there was a DJ. There was a big, beautiful disco ball. And everybody was just partying in there. So we're like, well, what's in the other one? That's where the coffee was.
Mm-hmm. the we line. We thought it was just for coffee, so we were just like...
Mm. We were like, well, let's wait till the line goes down.
Yeah.
But that line, like, stayed long for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
So we just partied in the warehouse for a while.
Yeah.
And then we were like, they sell drinks here. At first we were like, morning, Ray, we're sober. Yeah, we're going to drink coffee. We're
drinking matcha, but I'm like, but the matcha's line is long and there's no one at the alcohol station. So I'm like, ugh. So we had like a morning... tequila mixture.
Little tequila margarita sunrise. Yeah. I had a margarita. I think you had like a sunrise situation. Yeah. But good. We only had it's one. Yeah. And then it was kind of funny because like they didn't search our bags or nothing. Yeah. And then we were just so mad at ourselves because we were like, why didn't we bring anything?
Yeah, I'm like, we...
what is wrong with us?
Could have gone hard.
Well, we thought we were going to just drink coffee.
Yeah. That's, yeah, we were having a demure moment. But then we were like,
I want a drink.
Once that one drink kicks in, we're just like, why don't we do more?
Yeah, but we're then so toxic. Yeah, then we were like trying to not spend money because we're like, it's a free event, don't spend money.
Yeah, we're already spending enough on the Uber.
That's right. How we get you.
Yeah.
So we just had the one drink and then we were being demure again.
Yeah.
I also got a burger, which was really good. I wish I knew. Oh, it was like Gam.
I'm pretty sure I have a picture or video of it. I could put it inserted here.
Gam or some shit like that.
Egg in it or something.
Yeah, it was good. I just got mad because I was like, do you have ketchup? And they were like, not for the burger. And I was like,
only for the fries.
And I'm like,
like what?
So you do have ketchup. That's rude.
Yeah. That's
like that wasn't what I asked.
That's crazy. He's like, yeah, not for the burger. I'm like, okay. But then I didn't know there was gonna be an egg in my burger.
Yeah. But still, I like ketchup in my eggs.
I like ketchup.
No.
But yeah, I was just like,
I'm not gonna put I am gonna show them who they are. These is who they are.
Just
they
so didn't you
give
know,
my girl ketchup.
They don't give you ketchup with your burger.
That's really weird.
Right? Like just, okay.
It threw me off big time. And the burger was like $15, you know, like come on, just give me some ketchup.
Yeah.
It was good though. It was good.
Give me some ketchup. Please. Please.
It was good. It started to get very hot though. And then like it's funny because we left the warehouse because I was like, I need to eat. And then it was just hot in there, you know.
Yeah, it was
the sun
really hot.
Was beaming. We left the warehouse, but when we were leaving,
there was
a fucking line.
Yeah, we're like
to get back in.
So we're like, fuck, if we leave,
wait, you can what?
I see
what you're saying.
It's because they were like counting how many people were going in.
Yeah.
So when we first got there, it was empty.
Yeah.
But by the time we were leaving, there was a line to get in, and they were waiting for people to go out before they let more people in.
Damn.
Yeah. So we were like, fuck, do we leave? Because if we leave, we're going to have to get back in this line. But I was like, no, I need to eat. Yeah, I had an eight.
So yeah, we're just like, fuck it. We'll figure it out. So we went out and she ate her little burger. And by the time we went back, the line was even longer. It was like stupid long. Like the lines didn't even make sense long. Mm-hmm. I was just like,
We I'm got like, in the line and then we were like,
no.
We weren't feeling it. We were just right under the sun. Yeah. I think that's when we had decided to take some photo booth pictures. Yeah. Which, that was fun.
Yeah.
And then
I think that time we went to go check out the other coffee line and it was like, there was like no one there. And I was like, okay, like what's going on?
Yeah. But they kept saying like, oh, this line is for coffee. And I can hear music in there and I'm like, is it just coffee? Like I'm confused. And they were like, make sure you know this is a coffee line. We're like, okay, whatever. But then we go in there and it's a party in there too. Yeah, there's a DJ
in front of like a little like car. Buggy. Like
people from going in there.
Yeah.
And it was so lit in there.
That DJ was so freaking good. We're like, we need to get his name.
We were vibing so hard.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's like we were there for like the main headliner to see like who it was. And then I saw it was like somebody called Jay Rohrer or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. And we can hear the speaker from outside, and I was like, meh, you know.
I think we could just be out here.
Yeah, we were like, let's just stand outside. And then we ended up going to the coffee shop, and it was a whole different vibe. And this guy named Juice. We'll put it up.
Yeah.
He was fucking throwing it down, and it was so good. Like, we literally were like, this is so fun. This is so good.
I had to, audibly say my excitement. Like, damn, this is so good.
Yeah, and you can also hear people around us reacting to how good he was. So it was fun. We ended up staying there till the end, which is funny because we were about to leave early, too.
Yeah, because even inside the warehouse, it was fucking hot. It was sweaty. I was getting disgusted. I was like, oh, there's no airflow.
Yeah.
But in this coffee area, there was airflow. The music was good. There was space for me to dance. Like, and there was coffee over there if I really want it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it was, like... was perfect.
Yeah, it was a vibe in there, and it was it was like very cool. Like,
yeah,
it looked cool in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, we ended up staying there, and the whole time we were like, we need to figure out who this guy is. So mm-hmm. once he finished, we went to go ask him who he was.
Yeah.
We got his information. Super cool. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It was, oh,
he,
and then
he commented on my TikTok.
He did.
Aww. Yeah, he did. I didn't see that on Instagram.
I did not see that.
Trish was a vibe.
He was a vibe. It was fun. And then after that, because there was a long line for the coffee, and we were like, we'll wait till it goes down. But then the event kind of ended, mm-hmm. so we still kind of wanted coffee. Even though we already had a drink earlier, yeah. it wore off, and then we were like, we want coffee.
Yeah, in our head the whole time was like, a matcha, a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get to do it in the event, so I think we got a recommendation from somebody. Mm-hmm.
I had, like, posted where I was, and then one of my friends / coworker, a coffee connoisseur,
mm-hmm.
knew where I was, obviously, because he's a coffee connoisseur, mm-hmm. and he was like, he was talking about the coffee, and then I'm like, oh, I don't know if it's worth me waiting in line for it. And he's like, you can walk down the street, and there's a better place right there. So he recommended that one. I could pull up.
Mm. So you just want to try the strawberry? This is a new flavor, everybody.
That is a new flavor.
I definitely like the mango more. Mm.
Maru.
It's okay.
Maru, yes, that's what it was called.
He recommended Maru. He said they have the best matcha there, which...
No.
We did not like it as much as we thought she would. Yeah. But I did like my coffee.
I think it's because I don't know if it's because of the ice they used or whatever, but it was lukewarm. Like, it didn't get cold right away.
This is my least favorite flavor. Me too. But it's not bad. It's just not good.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's the least favorite. Flavorful.
It's like,
I don't know. It's like fake strawberry.
Yeah, fake strawberry.
But even though it's like
tart,
I didn't even taste the strawberry.
It says it's,
it doesn't taste.
It says it's made with real fruit though, so I don't know. I don't know.
It's giving rotten strawberry, bro.
It's giving what?
It's giving rotten strawberry. Like, you know when the strawberry's like soft.
I'm fucking dead. Okay. So yeah,
I don't like it.
So yeah, after that we had the coffee, and then we also had made plans to to make candy because we're going to Hard. Mm-hmm. We are
next weekend.
It's freaking
this weekend.
This weekend we're going to Hard, and we wanted to make some candy, mm-hmm. which is something we like to do before, like, you know, have a little day where we get together and make some candy. With my niece Michelle, she was gonna come over. We had an Uber back, obviously, to mm-hmm. Bree's house, and then I had to pick up my car, and then we had to go get drinks. And then I was like, fuck, I'm tired.
Oh my god.
That morning coffee rave got me tired.
We woke up early. It was time for a nap. Like, and the matcha did like give me like,
you were saying it was making you jittery. For some reason, it was making
me jittery, but like to the point where it gave me a headache, and then like all of a sudden I just like crashed out. Yeah. It was weird. It was really weird.
And I didn't feel anything from the coffee, but I'm learning that I think I have a high tolerance on caffeine because I drink a lot of coffee, so it didn't do anything for me. I got home, we ate, and I texted Michelle. I actually texted Michelle when we were at the coffee spot. I'm like, we're gonna be heading home right now, which was a bad idea for us because we didn't realize that we were gonna want to take a nap.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we were also planning on making candy and watching Clueless because our outfits are going to be Clueless inspired. So yes. That was the plan. We ate, and then we laid down.
And knocked the fuck out.
We knocked out. And then I look at my phone, and Michelle's like, I'm on my way. And I'm like, fuck, she's on her way. We were so tired.
It literally felt like a 10-minute nap, but I think it was really like a 30-minute nap.
Yeah, it felt like I had just closed my eyes.
Yeah.
And then she was here. And I felt bad because she doesn't live close. She drove far. I mean, you know, a good 30 minutes. So, we rallied.
Yeah, we did. We're just like, we're up.
We're up.
We made some candy.
We made candy. We watched Clueless.
We did watch
Clueless. We got outfit inspo.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I made some orders and nothing's working. So I'm crashing out a little bit. But it's probably not going to be... I don't know.
It doesn't have to be an exact.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be exact.
I was going to tell you. I mean, schoolgirl vibes is pretty much all you really need.
But, like, it's just, like, to give, because I was...
preppy schoolgirl
vibes. Yeah, but the thing with preppy schoolgirl, it has to do with a lot of fabric, and it's hard summer, and it's hot, you know? Like, I'm not going to wear a jacket, but if it doesn't have a jacket, it doesn't look, like...
I do fear that it's probably... because it hasn't been that hot lately.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And it's been getting cold at night.
I kid you not, I literally did think of that today, out of all days. I'm like, it hasn't felt like summer.
Right, it hasn't. I'm not,
like, sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not trying to change that.
I mean, for certain occasions, yes. Yeah. Like, the girls trip, I feel like it could have been hotter.
August is going to be gross.
I feel that's going to be the case, for sure.
Like, August going into September, because it's going to be hot now.
That's true.
That was not the case beforehand.
But yeah, summer's I'm kind of scared that it's going to get cold at hard summer.
Yeah, me too.
It probably is.
Right? I don't know what to expect at this point, to be
honest. Yeah, it is kind of hard, like, whatever. I ended up taking
a jacket and put in the locker for the end of the night.
Right, about that. I didn't get a locker this time.
Yeah.
But I did see that they posted that they're available, so I'm like, do I just get it?
We could. I feel like it doesn't hurt. We're cold girlies. We're cold girlies, and we also love just, like, be prepared for anything.
We just take all kinds of shit.
Yeah, we take all kinds of shit. Today, being prepared.
Yeah. I was going to look at the prices, and I didn't get around to it. But maybe we should. They're always pretty expensive, but they're worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah. Could always split it.
Yeah, we...
amongst the group.
Bree's only going one day. I'm going two. Michelle's going 2 days. All of our... I mean, a good amount of our girls are going Sunday, so I'm excited about that.
Yay.
But yeah, I was thinking about that fucking locker situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
But Rosie's got her outfits pretty down. Have you tried your Saturday outfit yet?
Together. Not all together, no. Yeah. I just actually ordered all that accessories. It just came in today. And it's cute. Okay, so I didn't mean to. I mean, I guess I did, but that wasn't the original plan. I got, like, a whole bunch of star accessories.
Oh,
so, like, okay. I got two different belts. Because I low-key don't like the dress as much as I thought it was. So I'm like, let me just accessorize it up, and then I think it'll give it a better vibe. So I just ordered, like, I ordered two silver star fucking ballet belts, chain belts, and then I ordered, like, this matching necklace. I ordered a bunch of star earrings, and we're just gonna go with it. I think, oh, and I also have, like, little star clips. I'm thinking, put them in there. Okay. Should be cute. It should be cute. We'll see.
We'll
I hated the fit at first.
Yeah.
I hated it. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Like, what is wrong with it? How do I make this work?
I cut the bottom part off. It had, like, bottom ruffle. I cut it off. We're making it work. Because I actually tried to, like, start over on the fit, and I couldn't find anything on time.
I have no time at this point, so we're going to make it work.
Yeah. It'll be fine. And then for the Clueless thing, like, I had also ordered something. It didn't fit. And then I crashed out a little bit. And then Brie found me, like, the actual costume.
Yeah, literally to the fucking T.
The actual
and
chair
not
costume.
For expensive either. Like, it was on clearance or something like that.
Yeah. So I ordered that from Dolls Kill. I paid extra for, like, quick shipping because I was paranoid. Because I'm like, if it comes and it doesn't work, like, I'm going to run out of time.
Yeah.
So I got the quick shipping, and it does work. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Sadly, they did have a Dion outfit, but
she wants
sold
to be
out.
Dion, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be Cher. She's supposed to be Dion, and Michelle's gonna be Ty.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I don't know. What's gonna
positive vibes.
Pull together.
You're close. You're almost there. I feel like
I'm leaning towards more the cheetah shorts because I feel more comfy.
Comfy is important.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you're going to wear the skirt, I feel like you should just hike it up a little bit more.
Right? Or, like,
and
fold
then wear a red bra.
A red bra, yeah.
Because she has a shirt, but then she's it's not giving rave.
Yeah, and it's, like, lacy, which I thought would give it rave, but it's not. And it's pissing me off.
I think a red bra would do the job.
Yeah, maybe.
But, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll see eventually.
Yeah, Pray for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, this past weekend... That was last weekend. This past weekend, we had the girls trip, which we also talked about. And it was with all of us. And
we made it out the group chat, which I'm very proud of us for.
No, for real. Like, shout out to Tammy, because other than that, like, I don't think we would have made it out of the group
chat.
She
really pulled it together.
No, yeah, honestly, she really did. She got us out of the group chat.
She was the mastermind.
She was.
I mean, you know, every detail. Like, she thought about everything. She really did. We ended up, like...
She made it as easy as possible for
us. Yeah. Basically, we just had to pay her and then show up.
Yeah, no, for real. She's so cute. She made, like, we were doing sandwiches, and she literally cut up everything for us and had it prepared for us in this little, like, cute-ass container.
I took a little video of it.
Yeah. We can making a vlog out of our little weekend. We did, like, stop as soon as the party really started.
We forgot to finish the vlog.
Yeah, we didn't finish the
vlog. Even the next day, we just did that little, we're getting ready for brunch, and then we didn't
We're probably going to end it right now and say, like, sorry, guys, we're already filming. Because we did not end it, because, like, you know, after a girl's night,
we're just having fun.
And then the next morning, majority of us were hungover.
And trying to get ready and get out of the Airbnb on time.
Yeah, I was honestly, like, surprised.
You did good.
We all still freaking got ready.
Yeah, we fucking rallied.
So, quick recap on that.
Yes.
There was 8 girls. Mm-hmm. 8 of us girlies got together. We went to an Airbnb with the pool. Mm-hmm. And
a little staycation moment.
Yeah, we didn't go to, like, it wasn't anywhere crazy, but we were just going for the vibes.
Yeah, for the vibes.
Tammy, like we said, she put together everything. She got the Airbnb for us. She put together the food situation. She even went to, like, Sam's Club and picked up our drinks for us.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we finished.
Dude.
Fairly quick. Never doubted us.
No, for real.
And that's what I don't think Tammy or I got any of those cans.
Yeah, so we had 2 24 packs.
But then I did the math, and that's like 8 cans each girl. So,
I mean, it's still kind of a lot.
That's sick.
We're sick, okay?
It didn't sound so bad, but if you say it out loud, it does kind of sound bad.
I was like, well, that's this.
Did everybody finish an 8 pack?
Well, actually, there were some that weren't finished. There were some that were half.
To be fair, we were a little messy, you know?
There was
that
one
is
that was
true. There was a lot of wastefulness.
Yeah, there was a lot of wastefulness.
We're acting crazy.
I did lose my drink a couple times. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Don't know where it went. Maybe it was me.
Yeah, it was fun. We just literally were being girls. We were shaking our ass and dancing and swimming and
just having a little twerks fest.
Literally trying to do, like, the hoodah,
you know, enter cup here.
No, we're not.
Enter a clip of hoodah.
I was like, not of us, because I have a clip of us.
Enter a clip, just kidding. Sign up for the Patreon and I'll enter the clip.
That would definitely be a Patreon moment.
Damn, you know what? We're creating Patreon content.
We're creating content with that shit.
I know, for real. Let me set up real quick. Hold on.
We tried our best to make TikToks. That was very difficult with 8 girls who were drunk.
Yeah.
We had a plan to make, like, 3 different ones. I think we might have completed one, but we have to review the content.
Yeah.
The other
one, yeah, I know. But it's okay. We'll get them next time.
It's so hard to make content, especially when you start drinking. And when you're having fun.
Like, you want to have fun. A group of people. Yeah, it was kind of a struggle even vlogging because it's like, we have music at all times. And it's like, sorry, you have to stop your music so I can vlog. It's like, I don't want to be a party pooper, but, like, I'm trying to give you guys the content. It's really hard. But I think we did the best we could.
Mm-hmm. We also reviewed some drinks there.
Yes, so, some drinks that should we just say the drink? We did the
Mad Dogs.
The Mad Dogs.
Mad Dog 40s.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Whatever. 2020. Whatever. 2020 vision.
I feel like Mad Dogs before her time. That's why she doesn't know.
Yeah, I never heard of.
You never fucked with Mad Dogs.
I never
fucked
with this.
That's funny.
But they're 15%ers that we are not trying to be doing here.
We're scared
to be doing the podcast because then it gets messy and we don't know what the fuck we're talking about at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So it was good to do it at the girls' trip. It was safe.
We shared it amongst all the girls. We had all the girls review it. Was very fun.
It was crazy to see everyone's different perspectives because
I was so proud of everyone because they were like, dude, oddly comfortable behind the camera.
They were like so natural. Mm-hmm.
More natural than us, I would say.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm like,
I think we're overthinkers.
We are.
And maybe because like we had already started drinking that they were just like, eh. Yeah. I'm like, not a single one of them was like,
no.
They were fine. It was amazing.
They did good.
That content should be good.
Yeah, I hope.
Do you want me to work on that? I could probably do that one.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do a little end clip probably after this episode. But yeah, it was a fun time. We had so much fun. Like we said, the weather wasn't the best. So as soon as we got there for check-in, like, it was already cloudy. So we're like, let's hurry up and like get to the freaking pool before we no longer want to be in the pool. Mm-hmm. But once you got in the water, it was warm.
Yeah, the water didn't feel really cold.
Yeah, no.
We ended up jumping back in like at nighttime when we were drunk too, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And then in the late night, Miss Cindy over here, Miss Mission Mode, was like, I want to go outside. I want to go swimming. Let's go outside. And I was like wrapped in a fucking blanket already in the house. And I'm like, look, girl, I'll support you, but I'm taking my blanket out. And so like a small group of us went out with her. And this we sat on the chair. I don't know if you remember any of this. No. The other funny thing, though, is that you were like, I'm going to have like 2 drinks because I don't want to be dead tomorrow.
But you weren't dead tomorrow.
You like, weren't. So
you did the thing.
I did that thing, I guess.
So we went, we sat down outside, and you were like, but no one wants to go in the water. And I was like, I'm like, no. I'll dip my feet in, but I'm not taking this blanket. I was literally wrapped in a blanket, and I didn't want to take it off. So we went, I sat down, I dipped my feet in, and you got in. And then you were like, you wanted to go in. Like, you went into like maybe here. But you were like, nobody's going to swim with me. And I'm like, I will watch you from here. Like, it was cold already. And then you're like, fine then. Nobody wants to go in. Let's go back inside. I'm like, okay.
That's the thing about sending, and also the fun part. She loves her little mission mode. She loves her little adventures. It's so fun.
I'd be like that sometimes too, but I was just cold.
Me too.
But I was supporting you.
I love that. I was asleep.
Yeah, it's so funny. She's like, okay, so basically what happened was first we got drunk, mm-hmm. and then Tammy, bless her heart, she planned everything, she brought everything. She also worked a night shift the night before.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
She barely decided to tell us that she hadn't slept when she got tired, which was like at nighttime.
Yeah.
And we were trying to play games, and she was just struggling. And I told her, I'm like, friend, if you're tired, like, it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
You've worked so hard today, like, go sleep. Yeah. And she's like, are you guys going to be mad if I go to sleep? I'm like, no, like, go rest. And so she went to bed.
That's crazy that she did that.
I know, I feel so bad for her.
She pulled through. Excuse me. No, she pulled through.
She definitely did. Yeah. So she went to bed, and then a little while later, Miss Lil Bree, she's like,
hey, Tanya went to sleep before me, okay?
Did she? Okay, yeah, Tanya she went. Tanya.
And then Jasmine went to sleep before me too, but then all of a sudden she popped out of nowhere.
I don't know. Okay,
no, maybe I went to go check. Yeah. She was knocked out, and I was like, okay, I could go take a nap too.
So Bree comes and she's like, friend, I'm gonna take a nap. I'll be back. And I'm like, no, girl, you're not. It's like 1 a.m. at this point, I think. Yeah, yeah. And she's like, no, I'm going to take a nap. Just wake me up. And I'm like, you're not going to take a nap. You're going to bed. And
it's because in my head, my drunk ass, I was like, whoa. Freaking Jasmine just, she was not, I swear, I saw her knocked out.
So Jazz went to sleep and then she popped up
like nothing. And I was like, you know what? I think that's what I need. I have low energy right now. I will go to sleep and I'll be back. And I'll be partying harder than ever. I did not come back.
I did not expect her to come back. I was like, okay, good night.
I had full faith in myself. I did not come back. Supposedly, y'all went to go wake me up or something.
Okay, so I think it might have been Jasmine and Yvette. Because I'm trying to remember, but I do remember someone. Actually, I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up because I asked Jasmine and she said she didn't go. So now I'm kind of confused. Oh. Maybe Karina? I don't know. I swear someone told me like, oh, Bree's knocked out. And I'm like, yeah, I know. She said she was going to take a nap, but she's not. And she did it. I think it was like the last one standing was Karina, me, Jazz, and Yvette. Jazz took her little power nap, came back, and then the funny thing is she fell asleep on the couch again like for like a good 10 minutes. Oh, and fucking Yvette got her up. I swear to you, she was asleep on the couch, and then Yvette's like, come on, Jazz, let's dance. She woke up, she got up, and she started dancing. I was like, fuck, that's crazy. Skills right there. Yeah. Once I'm out, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why I won't lay down unless I know, like, I'm done with the party, because I will knock the fuck out, and you cannot get me up.
Yeah.
But she just popped right back up. She partied with us. And then it was, next thing I know, it's 4 a.m. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like starting to do like the math in my head. I'm like, I need to go to bed. Yeah. I have to wake up tomorrow. I have to check out. We got to get ready for brunch. I was like, I started telling the girls, I'm like, you guys don't want to go to bed.
it's not the time.
And Yvette and Jazz are like,
we're gonna party all night.
We're like, we're wide awake. We're gonna stay up all night. We're gonna stay here. We're not going to bed. And I was like, I could stay up longer. Like, I feel like I could, but I should go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna try. And they're like, okay, we're gonna stay up. I'm like, okay. So I went, I laid down. I think it took me like a good 5 minutes to knock out, and then I was done. Yeah. The next thing I remember is fucking my alarm going off.
Her alarm was going off.
I set my
up.
Alarm before I went to bed, too, because I was like, I need to get up
and
get ready.
And I looked at her, I'm like, she's not waking up.
I didn't hear a goddamn thing.
I'm like, friend. Your alarm.
Turn it off.
Get that shit.
That was at 9 a.m. I turned it off. I knocked back out. Oh, I have to sneeze again.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Oh, my God.
That's your soul.
Thank you. I turned it off. And then, a couple of minutes later, my mom called me. And I answered the phone call. She was in full blast mode, talking about I don't know what.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right. And then after that, I'm like, fuck, we gotta get up. We gotta get up. We gotta start getting ready. For some reason, it doesn't usually take me long to get ready, but...
I don't know what happened.
I don't know either.
I got up, I brushed my teeth, and I was like, okay, let me help Tammy clean up. Girl, Tammy was awake since 7 in the morning. She had cleaned up everything. And I was like, no, that's not what I wanted. Like, I wanted to help her, you know? So I did what I could. I just threw away the trash. I put it outside. And honestly, she did everything else. I was like, fuck.
She really did. When I woke up, everything was spotless already.
I did try before going to sleep. I did clean up the counters. The kitchen counters. I don't know what happened after I went to sleep. So hopefully it was okay.
I think it was okay.
Yeah, hopefully it was okay when she did get up. But yeah, I felt so bad. She was putting in work, but she was also up much.
She went to sleep the earliest, so she woke up the earliest.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt bad about that because like literally by the time I woke up, which was 9:30, everything was clean, pretty much packed, like ready to go in the car, and I was like, fuck. And then I did kind of lag to start getting ready because I think you were in the shower.
Yeah.
And I was waiting because I wanted to use the bathroom before, which was kind of silly. I could have just started getting ready. And then when you came out, I don't know why, I was like, I'm going to wait to get ready.
We're just being lazy.
Yeah.
It was a slow morning.
I was trying to figure out if I was alive or not. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I just really don't know where time went, actually. Like, I feel like we didn't take that long.
I don't usually take long to get ready.
Like, all of a sudden, it was like, okay, we have to leave. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, it was bad. And yeah, it was, we left, and the fact that Cindy was like, I think we left in good terms, everything's clean, like, we didn't do anything crazy, yeah. Da, 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 da.
No, everything was, like, super clean.
Yeah, except for the fact that we locked the keys in the Airbnb, which we didn't know.
when some of the girls went in, well, do you have anything to say about, you
know? Yeah, I know, you've been very quiet.
No.
I'm good. No. Okay. But yeah, to be fair, the girls that had first gotten in there, they went in at like 4:15, which was 15 minutes after check-in time.
Yeah.
And there was a cleaning lady still there. And she was still there, but she let them in. And we weren't aware of any keys. They didn't put the code to get any key. Like, there was... The cleaning lady left the keys on a table, a side table. So no one was aware of where the keys were taken out of.
Yeah, we never had keys in our personal possession.
Yeah.
So when we were leaving, I was like, what do I do? Do I just lock the door? And then we're like, yeah, just lock the door. So I locked the door from the inside and I closed it and we left. Yeah. And then like literally right after we left, I guess they messaged Tammy and they were like, where's the keys?
Yeah.
And we're like, what keys?
Right. Yeah.
So basically we were supposed to put the keys in like a lockbox, but we did not know that. We never had the keys.
Yeah.
I do remember seeing keys like on the counter, but I didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So they were claiming that they were gonna have to call a locksmith and they're gonna charge us. But so far, I don't think Tammy's heard anything about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I should ask her and check in on that. Because they're going to charge her card, basically. Mm-hmm. Which is really stupid because I'm like, you don't have a spare to your own house?
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, at this point, it's just like, a quick buck or something. Because
don't be silly.
Yeah.
You're renting out an Airbnb and you're not going to keep a spare to your own house. That makes no sense. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I think they're just trying to take out money.
Yeah.
And also because Tammy mentioned that there was nothing in the checkout instructions of
putting
the key back in the lockbox. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it's left as is. But if they start fucking charging like a stupid amount or just doing too much, then.
By 50.
I know, imagine. Like, fuck.
Nah. Gotta fight for it that shit.
Because like the house was cool. I liked the house.
Yeah, and we left it super clean. Tammy left it super clean.
They had a lot of rules though. Mm-hmm. Originally, the checkout was at 10 a.m.
Yeah. We would have never made that.
Checking out at 4 p.m. We'd be doing
in the house.
Yeah. Quiet time was at 10.
Yeah.
Just so much. There was a lot of rules, but the house was nice. I did like the house. There's a lot of rooms.
That one bathroom didn't have a door on it.
And it was like a bathroom with a another room attachment, like two room attachments. So you would think it would have like at least a sliding door.
Yeah.
Or at least a curtain.
Something.
That is very true.
But nothing.
Mm-hmm. Very true. But otherwise, we had a great time. It was funny because in the beginning, as soon as we got there, we were like, let's plan the next one for more than one day. And then we're like, wait, let's get through this one first. Because we've never all spent the night together, eight girls, you know? Like, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. But everything was fine. Yeah. We were all just on a vibe.
Yeah. It just happened too quick, for sure. Like, it was just like, boom.
I mean, you get less than 24 hours if you check in at 4 and then you leave at 11.
Yeah,
and technically, we're supposed to leave at 10. Like, that's some bullshit.
There was so little time, but like we wanted to do so much. We wanted to play games. Yeah. We wanted to do this. We wanted to do some TikTok. There was not enough time. Definitely.
We want to do it again, and we want to do it for like a whole weekend. And then like actually go to a cool destination because we were just in Glendora.
Yeah.
Like it was nothing
but
there.
Even that, like even a cool house. Like.
Yeah, because to be fair, we don't even go anywhere. Once we start drinking, we're just in the house.
In the house, yeah.
I do want to go to like Joshua Tree or something. I love Joshua Tree.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't know. It was just kind of nice though, because like this was the first time we all spent like.
Yeah.
Like more time together than just like us going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so cute because like at one point we were all like very like body positive towards each other.
Yeah, no, we were being the best girls there could ever be.
Very cutesy, yeah.
Everyone was hyping each other up for sure. We were like making sure everyone felt comfortable in their bathing suits.
I think each of us like we had some kind of insecurity that we were holding. But we did want to release that because it is a girls' trip.
We're just
girls.
We didn't
want to feel safe. And I think all of us were on the same page. We were keeping each other in positive vibes. We're hyping each other up.
Yeah.
Even though we know how each other feels about.
Yeah, I was like,
we know how hard we could be on ourselves.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say that because I had tried to get my sister to come and she was like, no, she feels like she doesn't fit in with us because she's older or whatever. But she saw the Instagram post.
Yeah.
And she told me, I'm so glad I didn't go. I'm so glad I didn't go because I would have been fucking insecure about my bathing suit or you guys are all in bikinis. So I'm like, no, literally, that was kind of the point. Like, all of us were insecure, but then we all hyped each other up. Like, we were just spreading positivity. Like, you should have came for that reason. She's like, no, I would have felt like, I would have felt ugly. I'm like, no, girl.
No.
We were doing the complete opposite of that. I actually posted on Instagram of me in a bikini, which I've never done. I actually never even wear a bikini like that. Never wore a bikini like that.
I think that was the case for a lot of us. Like, we were really just going in new territory.
Yeah.
With our body positivity, you know? Yeah. But I'm proud of us.
It was inspiring.
Yeah. That we did it and we made each other feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all beautiful in our own ways, okay?
Yeah, but also, like, I did realize that we are so hard on ourselves because, like, the way one of our friends was like talking about themselves or
yeah, I'm like, girl, where?
Yeah.
When I'm like, oh, I have a football. I'm like, where?
Yeah.
I don't see it, girl.
It's crazy how hard we are on ourselves, but But, like, an outsider seeing it, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't see that in you, like, at all.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But that just shows you how we are our own worst enemy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I posted myself. Wait, should I say this?
Yeah.
I posted myself in the bikini, and then, like, I gained 5 followers.
Hey, that's how you know.
So I don't look bad?
No. So I look good? Yeah. Confirmation? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah,
it was fun. I had a great time. I would love to do it again soon.
Yeah.
I feel like we should just fucking do it.
Book it and then
see who can make it. Yeah. It would be nice if the rest of the girls could come. A few of us did not be able to make it,
yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time. No girls were catty, you know, like it was just a vibe.
Just so supportive. Yeah. Girls trips are definitely, we need them. We need more of them.
Yeah, and it's funny too because I think that like some of us actually planned on like venting because I know I talked to some of the girls and we're like, oh, we're gonna talk about it in girls trip, you know, we're gonna let it all out, but we didn't. All we did was shake our ass and have a great time. No, we didn't even fucking like get like, into worry like about deep shit any like that.
Worries.
Yeah, we had no worries, no care in the world. Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't mind venting either.
Yeah. We do love a good vent sesh, but
we just didn't have enough time.
Yeah. No, we didn't have time. Like, too it's either things. Like we party hard or we vent right now. Like, no, let's party hard.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
Good time, though. Yes. We all woke up sore. We're late. From shaking our ass.
From shaking our ass. It was a good time. I thought it was so funny. Like, even
fucking Hoodoo. she had us doing the most.
She really did.
We're like, we could do that.
We were like at one point trying to do fucking K-pop dances.
Yeah. I was like, okay,
I was trying to do the gnarly shit, and it.
Oh yeah.
It was not. I think it I did was it. Not gnarlying.
No, I think you got it towards the end.
Yeah,
I think you did.
We were having a great time. Like literally no judgment.
Literally.
But I feel like that's what it was. That's what it was very much giving. We were just fucking doing whatever.
Like the shit that usually
that fucking game we were playing, we were just like very honest and shit.
I love that.
Yeah. I remember most of it. No. There's like,
I know.
Really, I'm surprised I remember stuff at all, to be honest. But
I wanna say I remember everything, but some of the questions on the game they're a little
like,
foggy.
There's been a moment where I'm like, I don't fucking remember.
Like going to the pool again.
Yeah, no, that was literally.
Talk about it.
I was concerned in the morning because I was in fucking like a whole new set of pajamas. I'm like, okay. I go to the bathroom. I don't have fucking underwear on. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Hello?
And then I go and I look at my other set of pajamas were wet on the floor and I'm like,
I was confused too because I was asleep and I did see her wet pajamas and I'm like, and she was in bed still, so I looked at her and I'm like, well, is she not wearing any clothes? I'm like, well, what happened? What did I miss?
I filled in those gaps.
Yeah, she filled in those gaps.
That shit is so funny to me.
Oh my God.
I'm just surprised I didn't go to sleep in wet clothes.
I know. Honestly,
actually, you did great.
You were responsible enough to change.
I went to sleep in wet clothes.
Good for you.
And Cindy, like, you were one of the last ones standing, but all of a sudden we're like, where did Cindy go? She just disappeared. She didn't say nothing. She didn't. She just. I think you might have just went to change and knocked out. Like, I'm not sure what happened. Yeah. All I know is all of a sudden you were there and then you weren't there. And I'm like, wait, I think she went to bed. But yeah.
That's so funny.
We stayed up late. So it was, you know, to be expected.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Week.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Weeknight.
Really weeknight. Literally. We went to brunch the next morning. Some of us were struggling. Luckily, us. I think we were pretty good.
Yeah, I was good at brunch. Yeah. I was just, and even like when I got home, I kept saying like, I could use a nap. But then when I lay down, I didn't feel like I was going to fall asleep. And it actually took me like an hour to fall asleep.
Yeah, it took a nap.
But once I knocked out.
Yeah, I don't know why though. Like I mentioned this, that I was fine when we pulled up. And then I ate, and then after started feeling shit. I got like a really bad headache afterwards.
Oh, I had a terrible headache. When I got home, it was bad. But it like kept coming and going, so for some reason I like to take a pill or like to take anything for it. Mm-hmm. I took my nap, I woke up, and I was like, oh, I have a headache. Yeah. But it was like kept coming and going. But then like I think it was like 7 p.m., 8 p.m., mm-hmm. where I was like, it was pounding so bad I couldn't even move my head. And I was like, I'm like, why did I wait this long to take something? I don't know.
Yeah, so silly. So silly. I think
I got home like around, what, 1-ish? Mm-hmm. So I for sure slept like 3 hours, got up, took the Tylenol then, and then went to Costco. Oh,
fuck. I was trying to go to this free rave, but nobody wanted to go with me. So I just stayed home, which is probably a good thing because I had work today and I needed to chill. Yeah. I could use a rest. Yeah. My brain wants to keep going, but my body does not.
My body's telling me no.
I'm terrified, by the way, about this weekend coming up because I have overbooked myself. Do
you have a drink? Yes, I do.
We only have two left.
How many are? Yeah, ooh. That adds up.
You have to share. Here, you guys share that. Because you don't like
sharing. I don't want
We'll that. Share these. Either way, we have to share. By we, I mean me and Michelle. We're the only ones who have 2 days. Oh, no, Yvette, too. Yvette has 2-day tickets. But me and Michelle are the only ones who have 2-day tickets plus Bolo on Friday.
Damn.
So we're going to Bolo.
Is Jazz going to Bolo?
Jazz is going to Bolo. And then she's going to Heart Summer on Sunday.
Bolo's when?
Friday night. Oh. So we're starting our Hard Summer Bender.
Is Bolo sold out?
It is now.
Yeah. Damn. My days are over.
I've been trying to keep you like in the loop too. I think we need to add her to the group chat.
Yeah.
Because there's a group chat that Jesse made of the girls who went to Beyond. That's where we throw in all the events that we want to go to. And then I try to like tell you on the side, like, oh, we're doing this. I think I might have not told you about Bolo.
I don't know. I also just am very forgetful.
Yeah. I know I sent you a few things, but I don't know if I told you about Bolo.
Because there's a lot. There's a lot going on that weekend.
Yeah.
To be exact.
So planning on going to Bolo on Friday night and then Hard Summer Saturday, Sunday. And then for some reason, I think I created a monster in Michelle. And I need to keep up with the monster now because it's my fault because I'm always like, let's go to afters, let's do this and that. So
now she's like,
should we hit up? Hard Summer ends at 10 o'clock, to be fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, we were like, let's hit afters. And I'm like, okay. We were thinking about going to Crank That afters on Saturday. But then we got scared that we might not make it in time. That was before we knew it ended at 10. Mm-hmm. Now it's sold out. But now we're like, what can we do after? Like, and Michelle's the one that's sending me all the afters information. And I'm like, this is so funny because usually it's me. But, like, I feel like a proud mama. She's like, I figure if we're going to go out, we might as well go all the way out. And I'm like, okay, period. So we might do afters on Saturday. But then on Sunday, everybody's going. Most people are going. We bought tickets to an afters on Sunday, too. So I'm, like, slightly stressed about my well-being. Because I'm going to go out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then hit afters on Sunday. I'm also stressed about my mom. Because I'm like, fuck, she's going to be mad at me.
Mom, if you're watching this, I try to get her out 3 weeks.
Three weeks.
3 days and probably 2 other days to recover. So five days.
Right. So I also, like, today I was like, I'm going to get a room because I don't need my mom to be on my ass about what time I'm getting home and what time I'm leaving. So I booked a room. I booked it for the wrong date. I had to cancel it. Today I booked the room, but somebody was helping me. They sent me the link and I was like, book. And then I realized that they sent me the link for the wrong date. So I had accidentally booked only Saturday and then check out Sunday. But I'm like, no, I want to check out Monday. Yeah. So I canceled the room. But the thing is, they took the money out of my account already, so I need to wait till it comes back in. So I'm kind of going to forget about the idea of getting a room at this point because everything is very expensive.
Yeah, at this point.
I found a cheap room and then I lagged and then it got booked. So then I found another quote-unquote cheap room, but it was the wrong dates. Yeah. So I canceled it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of thinking like I should just not go home.
Does anyone want to take her mom to a vacation this weekend?
Take it to the casino or something. She don't gotta know what time I'm coming home. Please. She don't need to know how much sleep I'm gonna get.
I'm gonna make some calls.
Dodie.
Hello? You wanna take her to
someone? He's for real.
Somebody help. Because I'm gonna be leaving in the... I don't know what kind of outfit here, too.
Right, that's the thing, too. I don't want her to see me.
This is my safe home.
I don't want her to see me in my Saturday outfit at all. Can we talk about this later?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We have a lot in our brains that we need to figure out, and I'm crashing out because my outfit's not together.
Your outfit is going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
She's going to eat. Watch.
We're all going to eat. Eat them up.
Yum.
Eat them up.
Okay, so guys. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Wait, we got a review. Like, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. By the way, I got my nails done for the first time in like a year and a half.
Yes.
I feel like such a fucking girl. I kind of like it. I love it.
We were bullied into getting our nails done.
Somebody told us that we needed a manicure.
We took a photo of our Polaroids of the freaking cafe rave thing, and someone commented on her thing saying,
y'all need manicures.
And I was like, oh. And I was like, you know what, you're not wrong, because that's literally what I fucking thought when I was holding that fucking picture.
I didn't think of that.
Like, I should probably hide my thumb, but you know what,
I didn't think of that until they pointed it out, and I was like, well,
and
fuck.
And then that comment happened, and I was like,
I've got a manicure in over a year. I think you're right.
Goddamn.
So me and Rosie booked that shit so quick.
First manicure since Coachella of last year.
I think same, dude. Yeah, now and we are with
Cindy. I low-key love it. I'm like, wow, I'm such a girl.
I actually think this should be a post. It'd be like all of our nails.
Love it. Anyways, okay. Where were we?
We're going to do the ratings.
Okay.
So today we are rating... I feel like we should have, like, a little theme song for our ratings. Sorry, we're drunk.
Ratings. Ratings. We gotta work on that.
Sorry, we're drunk. Ratings.
Ratings.
How about we do it, like, in a rap?
Sorry, we're fucking drunk. Ratings. How about we do that?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
We're sorry and we're drunk and we're gonna rate this shit.
We're gonna rate it fucking. We're gonna rate it so honest, you might hate us. Is it gonna be?
Okay, we're not. Are we? Wait, did we get lit off of 2 drinks? So confused.
Nah, it's just our energy.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Who's gonna start?
If you have any.
Any song recommendations.
The rap threw me for a loop, all of you.
What is happening?
Should we do R&B?
If you want, you
we're
want
sorry.
Sorry.
We are strong.
Are we?
Drunkettes, come through. We're about to rate the shit out of this seltzer. Okay, I'm stopping.
We might get this one part out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone, someone help us.
I'll start.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
We are reading the Sprinter Vodka Soda Palm Spring Pack.
Okay, so as a whole, I feel like I always rate everything the same.
It's starting to feel like that, but it's just because we've done so much.
Getting a 10 is really hard around here, so that's what I'm gonna
say.
So
let's just say 9, 10, like, it's like us saying... It's pretty bomb as fuck. Like, it's pretty, like, damn. Like,
7 to 8 is, like, it's good.
Yeah. It says 6, 7, 8, it's saying that it's, like, it's good. It's not, like, it's not giving us a bad aftertaste. We're not. Would we try it again if it was there? Yes. 9, 10, we are buying it again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. With that being said, I'm going to give these a 7.5 out of 10. I think they're good. I think that they're very drinkable. They're not my favorite drink ever. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Because, like, there's nothing wrong with them, mm-hmm. but just the flavor, like, selection?
Maybe. I think that's it.
Because, like, pink lemonade, it was okay. Like, it was good, but I wouldn't, like, gravitate towards pink lemonade usually. And strawberry as well.
Yeah.
But they were good. They were very drinkable.
Which one's your favorite?
I think my favorite might be the mango.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mango was the best one. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say. The packaging is a 10. They're very cute. I love the color combinations that they always go with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 7.5. Like, nothing like too crazy or like revolutionary.
Yeah.
But they're good. They're enjoyable.
Yeah, I think... I will give them a 7 out of 10, too. I think I do prefer the other flavors more.
I think I do, too.
Because the strawberry, I honestly hated rotten strawberries. This.
Red and strawberries.
Not my favorite
it's
either.
It's going on me now that I'm drinking it more.
I keep drinking it and it's not tasting like squirt anymore. It's tasting like, I don't know.
It's like a light pink lemonade flavor.
Yeah.
Even when I smell it, it just gives me squirt.
That's so funny.
It tastes like a watered down warm squirt.
A water. Yeah. It's giving warm. Like, even though it's not physically, like.
Yeah.
Physically warm.
It's giving warm flavor, which I think that's what's bothering me. So those are two are my least favorites. But the mango and pineapple feels so refreshing.
Agreed.
If those were in a different pack without the other ones, maybe I'll give it a higher rating. But because of those two flavors, it's bringing it down.
I agree.
But I really do love that it doesn't have any of the extra sweeteners. It's 100 calories and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the packaging is so cute. Imagine this on a pool. Poolside or right. at the beach or
it doesn't
on a
have yacht. Any protein, so like I don't like them.
I know I need a protein. I don't think there's any protein drinks, but that would be amazing.
Imagine
copyrighted right now.
Protein seltzers, fuck yeah. I'll be an alcoholic.
30 grams per drink.
Hey, that's gonna be big.
The gains.
Damn, we're gonna create that. We're gonna figure that one out.
Cut all this out so no one cut.
Yeah. But a 7 out of 10. Packaging, I always do love. I think in the first episode I did mention that I wish that the box itself was a cuter
package. I'm burping a lot, by the way.
Because I remember us saying that it reminded us of like a auto parts store.
Yeah.
The way Sprinter looks, like with the blue and the white. But if it was, like, a cute color like this, it would look so much nicer and cutesier. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the cans themselves, very cute in packaging. 10 out of 10 in the packaging. Well, no. 8 out of 10.
On the cans.
On the can, yeah. 10 out of 10 here.
Like, a cute little, like, light pink.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Yeah, it's kind of strange because, like, so the colors are, like, pastel, but then the box is not pastel.
Yeah. If the packaging itself was pastel.
Or even a lighter blue.
Yeah.
Like the darker blue.
It's not
like
giving.
A different vibe.
It's giving a auto something.
It's giving Pep Boys.
It is giving Pep Boys. Something. Yeah. Let's go fast.
Not back into the music.
No, but you don't. Pep Boys.
Yeah.
We're feeling vocals.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my rating.
Okay. Cindy.
I think I would also do 7 out of 10. I did like these overall, but like
two of the four
were better than the others. Like the strawberry and the pink lemonade were like so. The strawberry like was not it at all.
Mm-hmm.
The pineapple and mango were pretty good. I liked those. Pineapple was probably my favorite.
I do like the pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did like that like. Neither one gave like that like super sugary gross
taste. I agree,
yeah, which was nice. And obviously the package is a 10 out of 10. Like the color blocking with each different flavor is nice, like super cutesy.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, I mean the box itself is like but I mean you're gonna take a picture at the can, right?
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not being very descriptive, but I mean, I would probably buy them again.
I'm moving a lot. I'm sorry. I have to pee now. This is the first pee I've had to do in the whole episode. That's a record.
I got maybe concentrated, but no, yeah, 7 out of 10.
Okay.
For more.
So 7's across the board. I give it a 7.5 because I feel like it's a little better than a 7, but not an 8.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thank you guys for watching. We will see you guys next time.
Hopefully the next one we could talk about Hard Summer, and hopefully it was an amazing time.
Yes.
And hopefully our outfits ate.
I figured out my outfit. And yeah, and hopefully by... Never mind.
Don't even put words into our mouth because we suck.
I know. Soon there'll be a vlog. Soon you'll see another episode. Comment down below if any sausages that you would like us to try. There's a lot out there right now.
Shout out to Christy for sending me all those TikToks. We did try the MDs for you.
Yes.
And you'll see how we feel about those.
Yeah. we did get a lot of opinions on those.
Yes, we did.
So thank you guys so much for supporting us, and thank you guys so much for watching.
Like, I feel like we got new subscribers recently, so thank you guys. So
thank you, anyone who's new here. We're living our best life because of you.
We think we're influencers.
We do think we're influencers. We're faking it till we make it, baby.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Love you. Cheers, y'all. Cheers.